163. Even if he does have something, the one he's work for, he's working for, he can keep enough just for survive. But with my strength, I will steal the rest away. This is a this is a kind of a practice for lower position, and this and this, this I think this part that we've done four levels, three type of practice. One is kind of above you, or one is equal, one is lower. So this practice, so if somebody reach and then you want to kind of share their reach or take their wealth, and somebody use some methods to slave people. This happened all the time. So also, if it's against their will, then it's a very bad thing to do it. But there are kind of hierarchies and also caste system and a feudal system, and these are existed in all levels, even in a religious system. And then there is some, if there is a meaningful purpose to train person, then it's not just a kind of a slave or something that we can, people outside could not understand properly, fully, full picture of what is kind of a purpose or meaning. As we said before, some people say Buddhism as a idol worshipper or something. It's a kind of accused by English in early kind of 17th or 16th even, to Sri Lanka and the Southeast Asian people. They thought it's a pagan and a feudal kind of a system, worship, making idol worshiping, this happening. But in reality, I think it's a too simplified kind of conclusion, and also kind of more negative kind of explanation. In Buddhism, if you say there are a lot of figures or characters, these are, you have to practice with understanding their kind of story behind, and with the cultivation of compassion, even in the generation stage and the completion stages. If you, without analyzing, actualizing emptiness, there are nothing to can be done. Like if you see them as a purely deity, then there is a problem. If this deity is real, existed, it's they're projecting your mind as a picture, actually. Then first to cultivate with an objective way to in the form of some way, and then eventually say this is your own nature of mind. So there are lots like that. So in some sense, there is a reason. In many others, without purpose, just keeping following some tradition or rituals can be harmful. It can be beneficial for some people, and also without proper guiding and knowledge, it can be harmful. Or at least not much benefit. And then,
I'm aware his happiness of man. I will always hurt and danger him. He's the one who in samsara did me mischief by the hundred.
This is a kind of you exchanging your higher position to lower, and then to reflect on your higher position, somebody. position. It's a kind of your own manifestation, or you projecting two characters, one is high and low, and from switching the position. So there's actually, you know, not to say there's a word, it's a right. So even he, but this he is not a human being. You know, this he is saying kind of our own ego and grasping this power that is kind of a source of suffering, make us down to the very low bottom of the samsara and experience all uncomfortable, inconvenient, unfortunate situation. So with this ego or selfish greed, then we do harm to other people too. Also, it doesn't matter high or low. This ego greed make us insecurity for us, and all the time there's a trouble or some problems. And even after you death, you will kind of drown us to the lower circle of existence. So, but this kind of exchanging high position, lower position, equal position, competition. If the high position look down the or only lower position of people, and in the equal position more competitions, and if you are low, you have a more kind of uncomfortable, jealous, or even these possibly kind of suffered feeling about yourself and the darkness of your life, the world, that kind of feeling. But then how we really fundamentally, we can transform our mind through work on one mind, and then these reduce those sufferings different levels. And then here he's saying, because a lower position, of course, I have this feeling. So if somebody reach, I want to gain their reach, share their reach. Or that's why some people being killed. Even if they are rich and a good house or beautiful or something, jewelry, and you see you are spending a lot of money or something, some people come to help you fix something and then want to steal something. Or they also happen. A few days ago in Bangladesh, one Chinese businessman, very successful, and then said to somebody with him, this person, friend of him, and then killed all the family members, and then take few millions of Chinese yuan. I think they have some cash left in the home. So these are clearly want to kind of grab or want to steal or kind of through violence even, to take away life even possible to, in order to gain wealth. And then, similarly, it's a kind of this mind wanted to gain more and become violent, and become kind of a dominant, kind of the violent nature of mental speech and action. And then if eventually, through karma, law of karma, it said, doesn't matter how small or big, your kind of action must be, your action will be fruition also come to yourself eventually. So you did something, karma won't become others' problem, but your own problem. So karma doesn't know which person is, but but the kind of a nature of law in Buddhism, it's a karmic imprint is in left in the mind. So in secular judgment or court, and you have to juries and judge and juries will decide what to do and what not to do, and they have some evidence, physical evidence and human evidence, who serve the not the occupants, you know, witness these count, and then in samsara it says all judge and juries and victim and actor or yourself. It's kind of a package in your mind, in deep your thoughts. Yes, please.
Countless ages, oh my mind, you spent desiring to attain your aims, and what great weariness it was, while your reward was only misery.
This is a how we so we already have this exchanging practice of cultivation, self others exchange practice, and then and there is a two way. One is a more soft, gentle, gradual way to practice. One is more direct, and then direct. Or is apply immediately, more forceful way. One is more gentle way to practice. So in these are a gentle way, first way. so it's first thinking about this knowledge and theory. Said one want to benefit oneself and even pass few eons, and then you already have enough did a lot of labor works and then a lot of thoughts or physical and mental pressure or works done, but because of a strong attachment, these brings misery only. It's generally describing the still we have spend a lot of time. The time is not problem. If you spend more time, but as long as there is a strong attachment, then they won't let you go far. It's always in samsara. And go beyond samsara, then you have to kind of understand the ignorance, or sometimes use the words, of ego clinging. It's a kind of basically you can have a definition and some way to analyze, but it's the same one source. See things are real, really real existence, and these are the source of attachment. If that is not really existed, then it's more easier to kind of go beyond. And then strong attachment to self and the others, dual kind of thinking, dual view as a nature of a human being, samsara. Human being, then as people who natural blend, born as a natural blend, they have a difficult to understand colors. Similarly, as a samsara beings, it's not easy to realize non-dual kind of great beyond transcendental realization wisdom. That's why we need to cultivate through the analyze through pedagogical kind of teachings and also realization through meditation to practice in the experience, actualize that theory. And then in a precious garland, written by Nakarjuna, said, it's because of we have a strong clinging, and then all karmas, we are doing actions are followed, and then birth and rebirth, so kind of existence are performed or happened in this way. I hope I want to transfer any quote to you. But now I'm almost the last part, 90% of my quote is already good.
It's colder here.
No. On the way. On the way.
On the way.
Yes.
And therefore, now most certainly, apply yourself completely to the good of others. The Buddha did not lie in what he said. He will see the benefits that come from it.
In this, pure trust or devotion, some people easily happen. Sometimes it's because of a little bit not too bright or dumb even. But it's good sometimes. Sometimes too bright but not certain, always have doubt. Then it's also a kind of a source of obscuration. But of course, if we are more dull kind of minded, then guided by negative kind of approach or wrong path, then it's also go more deeper and then difficult. So for most people, it's said only fortunate people with they don't think too much maybe, but also have a fortune to meet a great source of spiritual path, then it's a kind of good karma. And also, if you properly studied and with practice, and also fortunate, some very smart but don't have the eventually there is a kind of still distrust or gap of reality, brain experience, and these are only knowledge. Thinking, that is it's good, but it's not good enough to reach enlightenment in some certain kind of waving in gap, certain realms, some certain time. So in this, Buddhism, he said, the Buddha Shakyamuni, of course, he said many words like that. You should study and examine the teaching as you buy gold, and through outer, inner, and kind of secret, you have to analyze fully. I said, like cutting the wrapping, cutting and melting the gold. But he, in some other sense, said not all everybody to, even some people don't integrate, maybe in the ancient time even more. I don't know how much percentage in each different area is very different. And like Tibetan words, there are almost not many people cannot read, because reading is very easy. And writing relatively more difficult. It's like because I heard the Spanish also like that. If you see words, you just read meaning is no complicated. There's no said kind of, how to say, twisted tradition, not twisted, but idioms. Idioms, of course, but some travels, some are pronounced, some are not, like those, the rules are not existed in those group. So much easier. compared to Tibetan language, for example, I know Chinese and come Tibetan. If you want to just reading, then Tibetan is within a few months you can read all words, no way, except one letter you don't know how to read. But in Chinese, I think if you study, if you know, basically, maybe you have to make effort a few years, I think. But if you have to know all different words, and then these are almost difficult. So many words, rarely used words. In English, also a little bit difficult, because I thought this pronunciation, this way, they said, oh, don't pronounce that middle words. Something, one is you can escape this, something. Maybe you have to, sometimes even they don't have a very clear rule. They said, just, this is the way of is it. It is. So some have a clear kind of a, follow some kind of a tradition or there is a kind of a, some rules. But in grammar, and these are more complicated, also in Tibetan too. So, but Tibetan words, I have to say, they are also problems. For now, young people to study and reading and writing. You can, we used to, in ancient time, the paper very expensive. So people way of writing is all that kind of, how do you say, packed in one body. And old traditional people still keeping that kind of habituation. So young people say, you have to separate one paragraph and another paragraph, and then you have to make a very clear drawing the orders, and then mention. So used to you use the different color of pen to don't make a kind of a empty line, but in the first letter you make a red or something to show that it's kind of, or more kind of signs, but symbols, symbolic kind of words. But now you want to have a more comfortable for reading if you suddenly look. So these, compassion always is key for reduce suffering, and having more compassion to others also reduce your own suffering. And this is why we also compassion is the seeds of enlightenment. We can free ourselves from and imprisonment of our own mental kind of habituation, self-centered kind of attitude. And that's why we should apply it as much as we can. So Buddha, Shakyamuni, his words are not deceiving us. And if we properly do it, we will going to gain benefit from it. And then there is also sutra called the following commemorize. What does it mean? Commemorize.
Commemorate.
Commemorate. Yeah. Can I recall or memorize? Then maybe I'm saying wrong words sometimes because for example, you thinking about somebody very good or very important or something, if you say a Buddha, and you feel like as a blessed by that kind of a character, not to commemorate. Yes, it's the same. It's a kind of, maybe I'm not using 100% correct words, but it's remembering, and always kind of remembering three jewels. Sutra of always remember three jewels that in that they said, basically, remember Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. It's a simple, not simple, but it's easy to remember. And then, when Buddha teach or said words, it's righteous and clear. And the meaning is very deep, and the words are kind of perfect rhythm or skillful kind of expression, and also perfection, need the profession, the kind of, even you read many times you gain new understanding, that kind of words. And in another sutra, I think I forgot this name of this in Sanskrit, but it's about the Buddha nature, teachings in third wheel of time, wheel turning the wheel of time, the Dharma in Buddha's. Uttaran Tantra, something, Uttaran, it's a, get, I mean, it's a, talking about the mental stream, and always possesses Buddha nature. It's, or you can say, always have the pure awareness, and the awareness basically is a great lesson or fundamental goodness of all human beings or sentient beings. And then in that said, Buddha said directly or indirectly, and some are relative, some are of the kind of a level of teaching, and all purpose or want to help sentient beings. what is the ultimate and relative concept is a very complicated subject, but it's an important subject. Direct and indirect, relative and ultimate. These direct means ultimate, and indirect means relative kind of teaching. In this, sometimes when you read a sutra, you think some are very deep, very profound. Some are more kind of fantasy kind of type of reading. Say this, if you do this, and then there is an immeasurable blessing and an immeasurable kind of cloud of blessing. People think, oh, I read many times, but I didn't change much. It's mentioned immediately or transformed or something. And then these are relative teachings, and even some teachers said it's a Sandarella teaching or something like that. Sandarella or something. There's a Sandarella or Cinderella. I don't know. But I don't think it's purely Cinderella. I don't know much about the Cinderella story, but in the people, if you say, if you cultivate 20, 30, 50, 60 years, there's a reformation, many people don't want it, forget about it. They don't have the courage and the kind of long-lasting kind of view, far kind of sight kind of view. If you say immediately, today and tomorrow or something, then they more want to be willing to participate, and then eventually they will time pass by year, people easily to remember and easily to forget, and but the quality also changing eventually. Before, maybe they appear, some people like some miracle. If you don't do miracle, there's a theory of teaching very dry. I don't want to listen to this. We want to see something immediate, some fantastic things. And then for people, and then they read those maybe more hope or more fresh and more feeling. So, but in the indirect teachings, like the Vajra, Diamond Cutter Sutra or something, Jingangdin. In those teachings are more ultimate, directly teaching about essential teachings. Like Paramita teachings are actually all the ultimate level of teachings. So for some people, that is a real key or immediately cut off all the pollution or mental stream. And even worldly problems follow. So stressful things happening, but immediately when you read one time, some people, like Heart Sutra also too, if you deeply analyze, thought it, look it deeply, then it's a kind of revolutionary kind of words. Not simple words, but it's a kind of maybe it's a 9 or 10 level earthquake, kind of a mind earthquake level of teachings. Then it's an indirect teachings.
Indeed, you had in former times, you created this world and undertaken it. You could not still be lacking in the perfect days of Buddhahood.
So it's projecting or giving this set. In if past we had fully dedicated to benefit others or doing altruism, altruistic deeds, and then we must already come to take we already achieved the perfect Buddhahood. And then we are not left in samsara. We don't face today's kind of difficult and confusion. This is, of course, the past is past and cannot go back to past. But some kind of analyzing the past, we lose some chance. That means this time we don't miss the chance. It's already missed many chances. So, if past life is a human being, then one past life, even in the animal level, as we kind of can see, animal with compassion, they were also compassionate animals. Two of my friends here, he had about two cats. And they said, one is very gentle, one is very aggressive. It bought from the same market. And then one is black or something. So he thought it's a really different karma. He can clearly see. And so if you're in an animal level kingdom, if you are eating grass, and you are harmless kind of a sentient being, and also with the compassion, some you can clearly see kind of helping animal, helping each other. Someone taking some fruits and then to the dog or from other animal, birds also too. And then you know, someone pass away or difficult to stand up. The other seems very worried. Even the cow also, this happens in the yak or something. Sometimes not only their own and then also a little bit difficult to some other yaks or if trapped in a ice kind of hole or trapped in some places, then the others also immediately notice and then they struggle and then to sometimes make a circle and try to save. Even other like leopards, in our place we have a leopard also, snow leopard, tag or wolf. Then other stronger, yeah, also try to help to reduce the get rid of that wolf or the beast. If one snow leopard, I think I recently also somebody showing this, snow leopard attack one small yaks. Yeah, and then the other, not only their mother, but also many other yaks try to help. So if it is, it's like that, if we become more try to protect and then compassion, and then next life could be in a good situation and gain some human form of life and then to have more chance to cultivate. And look at all that. Therefore, just as you identify a drop of mother's blood and the sperm, and cling to it as though it were yourself. Now take sentient beings, others as yourself. So it's like a mind, there is no physical form, then we can say many things are mine or ourself. With the body, if you have a kidney or even lung or liver, anything transfer lungs to other people's lungs to yourself. These surgeries existed. So now originally your own lung or these are no more become kind of used or important. So others' body can be part of you. So in the practice is it, it's others kind of you borrowed from others like the fathers and mothers and the womb and the sperm. Then we felt this is all myself. And this kind of a habituation also can change. The body is no more not that important because it's a kind of a, you can borrow the source of body from other sentient beings. And what is more important is mind. The mind, no form, no color, no shape, no kind of a, although they are contemporary with this body, carrying this body, but you can, life after life, you carry many bodies in during the time of, since beginningless of time. So in the same time level, we also can try thinking, think yourself as the other, you try to experience of others, and exchange your position, practice of cultivation of giving and taking, that practice based on these understanding. And also in a jewel cloud sutra, it said, in a time of a more denoted time, or degenerate time, people have no faith. It said it's difficult to raise faith or generate faith. If there is some people have faith, but it's rare. And then people have no compassion. Some people have some limited compassion, but it's also these people are rare. But if you can in an immediate kind of in one, what would this be? Action to have a special
snap.
Yeah, in a snap time, if you somehow have a thought of something, compassion and altruism, these already it kind of imaginable. It said it have a great kind of benefit, important. And then it's unlimited merit, praise for unlimited merit. This book, it's said, although we heard something, but if you don't cultivate, and then there is a limitation, and you don't see much of an increase of that quality due to not cultivating, heard one time or two times this. And that is not enough to kind of eliminate suffering of samsara. And also no guarantee for future, you will be just by here and not cultivating. No guarantee future is kind of an easy future, will be well there. It's can I have a 1 minute?
Sure. 我不习惯吹鼻子在那。